Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep. Stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, how do you kill a man? How do you kill a man? Courage it. His boyish, irresponsible ways. This is a repeat of the show that we had audio technical difficulties with that I promised last week. But we're doing this week because I did Gaddafi. So what is a boy? A boy is a male child. A child is a male who has not matured into adulthood, right? So he's not fully mature. So you can't, a child cannot do the same things as an adult, right? As we all can see, hopefully. Adulthood is from Britannica.com. Development of adulthood, development, aging, and maturity. It says it's a period in the human lifespan in which full physical and intellectual maturity have been attained, reached, right? So an adult, I like Wikipedia's definition, says definition of adulthood are often inconsistent and contradictory. A person may be biologically an adult and have adult behavior, but still be treated as a child if they are under the legal age of majority. Conversely, one may legally be an adult, but poses none of the maturity and responsibility that may define an adult character, which is close, very close to what we're talking about tonight. A child from the dictionary.com. So it's a male child from birth to full growth, especially one less than 18 years of age. A young man who lacks maturity, judgment, etc. So a child is a human being who's still young, not reached maturity mentally or physical maturity. Mind you, in some cultures, a boy becomes a man at age 13. The expectation is different. I heard a man on the internet say that a 9-year-old in his country is more mature than, I think, 20-something-year-old in the U.S. That was a hell of a statement for a guy to make, but it's interesting. It's an interesting point, because the point is that the children in his country are more, I think he's from an Eastern country. He's pointing out that children in his country are more mature than the adults in this one, the United States, right? Is this an indication that childhood is being prolonged in the U.S.? Could some of our decisions be prolonging our childish ways? Some of the decisions we make, could that be prolonging our immaturity, our not readiness, our incapableness, our lack of desire to do things that are suspected of an adult? Does a prolonged childhood impact negatively on adulthood? Now, we know we have a lot of things that impact on our lives, you know, that hold us back, facilitate things, stuff like that. But right now we're talking about us. Right? From www.boundless.org, they say age 13 marks biblical manhood. The achievement of these vital qualities marks the emergence of a man who will demonstrate true biblical masculinity. Right? From the BBC Work Life. The question was, is childhood getting younger? Are children growing up too fast? They, you know, this theory is echoed by Jean Twenge in her 2017 book, I, Jen, based on a survey of 11 million U.S.-based young people. Twins argue that kids born after 1995 are too much popular wisdom, growing up more slowly, engaging in milestones traditionally considered adult far later than their older counterparts. So adulthood, with adulthood comes more responsibility, right? So I looked at that as, okay, they're not being responsible. They're not, you know, stepping up to the plate, as you like to say, right? So twins assert that children are growing up more slowly since 1995. May I suggest that sometimes life is likened to a carnival or candy store when children are overexposed to the concept and avenues for self-gratification and indulgence, a false sense of being, self-inflated ego-centered behaviors, world approval and reward for exploiting others, themselves, for entertainment in absence or disregard for a moral compass and a lack of respect for life past, present, and future. Now, may I add to that a lack of knowledge about life past and the present, because we don't know what the future is, right? Just being out of touch with life on the planet. Basically, like a diet of food being consumed regularly that is not fit for growth, development, and a healthy quality of life. Fact is, you are what you eat and what you consume socially, culturally, psychologically, and spiritually, building your house on a weak foundation. Social, psychologically, and culturally inhibiting the growth and development of children places an adult in a childlike state. This is not from any scientist. This is just my theory. There is a saying, children should be seen and not heard. If you are not being heard, you can make sure that people see you. You can see that being exhibited, depending on what community you live in. You can see people choose ways to do that because they don't have avenues for doing it. They do it right on the street, right? And some people do things like, what's that girl named? Biles, Simone Biles. She does it in the Olympics. So she makes her presence known in the Olympics. We got Jerron Ennis making his presence known in the boxing world. He's a master boxer from Philadelphia, right? We got Garcia also, and another brother. I forget his name. Yeah, a couple brothers, actually. Joe Frazier, probably the most famous of the Philadelphia boxers. Anyway, children have this little thing, you know, where they, you know, get attention and things like that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with getting attention. How you get it that counts. But if you're not being heard, you can make sure people see you. Some people choose to be seen in negative ways, right? I like to say fools' names and fools' faces always seen in the wrong places. We used to say that back when I was a kid, you know. That was a long time ago, back when the horse and buggies were being drawn. So, not really, but long time. Children want what they want, are preoccupied with how they look, depending on what age they are, who is looking at them, their peers, their appearance, fads and fashions, are not expected to be providers, leaders in the community, dependent upon adults. They make no laws, and they're not considered when making laws, right? Even though they make laws in the so-called best interest of a child. Right. I always thought that if you stunt the psychological mental growth of a child, you end up with an adult who has a social psychological mental defect or deficit. Such deficits render the individual to a state of retarded development or someone who appears to be an adult but has the aptitude and attitude of a child. A man, if man means mind, some of us have truly lost or forsaken our ability to absorb, process, and utilize information. That is more difficult if you are not being stimulated, guided, and strengthened into adulthood, which means more than just going through puberty and reaching the age of consent or the legal age of an adult. It's not that simple. So how do you kill a man? How can you kill a man? Because if you want to, directly, if you just want to destroy somebody without looking like you're trying to destroy them, you know, you would give them something like roach baits, even though we know roach baits are there to destroy whatever you're putting it out there for, roaches, right? But you give people roaches, that same concept, you can use that same concept psychologically with people. And that will, you know, with some people, it's gonna fly. So in short, you instill the spirit of the child in the seed of the man, and he will not grow to be a man. That's how you kill him. That's how you kill a man. You stop him from growing into being a man. You may not stop him physically from growing into being a man, but you stop him mentally, psychologically, from growing into adulthood. And you have killed him. You just as much as you have shot that man dead. Only difference is that man's still standing and he can make changes in his life. Where a dead man, it's over for him. He can't make no changes. His change is taking place in the grave or elsewhere. So in short, you instill the spirit of the child in the seed of the man, and he will not grow to be a man. He will grow to be something else, a man child or a childlike man. It is not to say that boys or young men are totally irresponsible, because, you know, children, as we know, at each age of development, and as they develop, they gain more responsibility, right? And just, the expectation increases, right? It doesn't just happen because you're a so-called adult. That's something you learn as a child. It is not to say that boys and young men are totally irresponsible. It does speak of how children or a child theoretically evolves into a responsible psychosocial emotional adult. You got to nurture that, just like those plants that, well, you plant people on water and give them plant food too, right? Sunlight. You make sure they get what they want. You got to do the same thing with a human being. I have read that trauma has adversely impacted on folks in America, and I am sure that it has. Fact is, we cannot allow any trauma to stunt our positive growth and development. Okay, we're being, you know, clubbed upside the head. I get it. Traumatized, right? But we can't allow it to stop us. We got to keep moving. Men at war are traumatized or exposed to a traumatic environment. Some break and others move forward, and so must we. Actually, men, women, and children are exposed to war. Soldiers are exposed to combat, but everybody can be exposed to war some kind of way, right? So a boy is a subordinate to the man in the natural order, right? But we know the boy becomes before the man. The boy becomes the man. You're not born a man, an adult. You're born a child, so forth, right? White enslavers referred to black men as boys, no matter how old they were. This is psychological manipulation, indoctrination, and castration of manhood. That's what that is. So just for you to even answer to somebody, a boy calling you a boy, that's some really, that's more than backwards. But to survive, as the song says, the children are our future. Defile, retard the child, and defile and retard the future of any group of people. Did someone come up with a diabolical plan to stunt the social psychological maturation of the man child if he survives the womb? Kill the spirit of the man by nurturing the spirit of the child and the man. Imagine a man reaching full physical maturity, but intellectual maturity has not been attained. I think I've seen this. I think I have been this. That is evil genius. If someone came up with that diabolical plan, I don't know. You got too much time on your hands in the devil's playground, which probably, if anybody even thought of something like that, method of attacking people, coming up with all these other things you can be engaged in, preoccupied with, that will prevent you from doing, addressing, seeing, or having time to pay attention to things that you really need to be looking at and addressing. The journey from childhood to manhood, one every man must take. So you must go from being a child to a man. You must take that journey, right? If you're above the ground, right? This journey is indicative of growth, change, physically, mentally, ethically, morally, and spiritual development of the male. The man is a provider and a protector. With manhood comes great responsibility, strength, knowledge, independence, and spiritual growth. There is a saying, when I was a child, I thought as a child, did as a child, but when I became a man, I put away my childish ways. It could be found in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13:11. It goes something like that. It's about growing up and setting a child. So, you know, at some point you have to stop being a child. You have to grow up. You have to let go of your childish ways. All of them. A man can't be a child. He has to be a man. The question is, what happens if a man does not shed his childish ways? What happens? What do we have? Imagine a plot, conspiracy, attack on the manhood of a group of people, part of a group of people, in an effort to retard their psychosocial, political, cultural, mental, ethical, moral, and spiritual growth. Imagine that. If you cannot kill the man by means of reproductive intervention, birth control, abortion, the next stop is to kill the man by preventing him from developing into a man, or by facilitating, maintaining, and perpetuating his childish ways. That would leave a man void of provider and protective capacities, right? Such a village would be vulnerable to attack of any nature from within or abroad. It is said, a nation divided cannot stand. A nation divided is but food for the gods of this world. Surely, we are all aware of the journey of food devoured, used, exploited, and excreted. Its energy is used to fuel, benefit the organism that consumes it, then It is to the cesspool it goes. There is another saying, train a child in the way that he must go, and he will never depart from it. That's close. I don't know if that's the exact word. That's in the scriptures too. A boy is the male who is not fully physically, mentally, ethically, morally, and spiritually developed. A boy is a male child who is dependent upon his parents or caregivers for instruction. A boy is a male child who is dependent upon adults, caregivers for instruction, redirection, food, shelter, education, information. These people who care about you, right? It's a difference, right? That's the set of dependency that the caregivers, the providers actually care. I'm going to assume that. A boy lacks the physical, moral, ethical, and psychological strength to defend himself, his family, his parents. No physical threat. He presents no physical threat to a man. Boys have no role or authority in the politics of a sovereign nation, but are subjected to its rules, laws, and authority. That's what boys are. Like, boy, you 80 years old, and somebody calling you, some little white boy calling you boy. Right? The oligarchs and or government become the parents, the decision makers, and the provider, even at the family level. Make no mistake about it. You, poor and lacking of material wealth, but it takes more than money, to be a leader in a relationship, family, community, city, state, or a nation. In fact, money and wealth are not attributes of a true leader. Those are the attributes of someone who is wealthy. Do your homework on how people become wealthy. Knowledge, wisdom, humility, dedication, being trustworthy, respect, being honorable, being moral and ethical are attributes of a true leader. I am assuming that leader, the word leader, or the person who's a leader refers to someone who represents his people, not someone who exploits his people for the benefit of the interests of interest groups or himself. That's not a leader. A God is at the helm, supposed to represent you, who is in total representation of himself and interest groups or individuals who do not have your best interests at hand. That's not a leader at all. From web.courtland.edu, they talked about the pre-operational stages of growth and development. Stages, the pre-operational stage occurs from age 2 to 6 years of age. It is the second stage of cognitive development. The child's thinking is self-centered or egocentric. So we have from 2 to 6, we have this self-centered, egocentric thinking, which we see way past the age of 2 to 6 nowadays. That's a problem. It's not what a man does. That's what a child does in his developmental, during his developmental growth stages. This is what a child does for a short time in his life if he's developing as he should, right? 2 to 6 years. You have a child's thinking is self-centered and egocentric. From alinahealth.org says, research shows our ability to control impulses, make decisions, and think in a less self-controlled way occurs between the age of 6 to 13. So it's interesting how manhood begins at age 13 in some cultures. Could cultural norms and expectation designating a child as a man beyond the age of 13 or up to age 17 be influenced in our ability to control impulses, make decisions, and think in a less self-centered way? Or is that just the science? And does the science kind of perpetuate the behavior? How does that go? You know, how you structure things. Do they take the science and structure things behind the science? Okay, he can't do it till he's 13 or 17. How does that go? Because there's some kids out, there's some very young kids out who are very responsible, when I mention it, and not easily influenced by the garbage that we see. It said boys can be preoccupied with playing, having fun, fashion, fast, attention seeking, appearance, appears, right? So if you can't see the forest for the trees, you're in deep trouble. You are lost in the woods. Nature tells us that there is a time for everything. There are times to plant seeds, fish, hunt, harvest, mate, and die. There are times of the years called seasons, times of the day called what? Morning, noon, evening, nighttime, right? You got daytime, nighttime. You know, you got all these different things that's trying to tell you that things move in a certain way, right? Forward, right? Preoccupation with playing, having fun, fashion, fads, attention seeking of parents, peers. These activities can subtract from focusing on quality of life, giving, supporting, and enhancing activities and interactions. So if you're wasting your time on a hamster wheel, what kind of hamster wheel could you be wasting your time on? You name it. Anything that's not helping you move forward, not helping your family move forward, not helping your people excel, you on a hamster wheel. You wasting time. Sure, you can have fun. I'm not saying you can't do that, but if you're preoccupied with that type of stuff, then you are chasing your own tail on a hamster wheel. Good luck with that. We haven't been fortunate so far on the hamster wheel of life. It is the equivalent to driving a car, smoking a blunt, listening to loud music, drinking a 40-ounce, and speeding. Ooh, wait a minute. That does happen, doesn't it? Boys rebel just because. Challenge authority. Risk death, risk to no social, political, economic purpose. They're just taking risks to no meaning. It's just a risk that is like I see people, and I'm not saying either young kids because it seems like it could be anybody. They just run through red lights, stop signs, reset and watch, see how many people actually stop for the stop sign. And nobody actually stopped for a stop sign. We just watched. Not one car actually stopped, came to a full stop. One came pretty close. See people going around red lights. You stop, lights changing from yellow to red. You stop, it's a car coming from behind you, right through the red light. Being impulsive and impatient. It's a complete disregard for rules and regulations that are put in place to actually save lives. Even the person is running the red light is there to save that person's life. So rebel. So what's this all the rebellion about? Oh, we have a call already. Let me get my call already. Hello, welcome to Provocative Thought, Q. I got you.
Yeah, I'm out in the streets right now, but I just want to say I think one of the ultimate offenders or the people that fit your category would be those people on the motorcycles and the all-terrain bikes that get out there and, you know, dominate the streets, you know what I mean? Get about 50 of them running up and down the street and everything. They don't honor any stop sign, traffic, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Jumping on top of people's cars because they, you know, angry with the other people they're sharing the road with, you know. I think they're a prime example of what you're talking about.
Right. That's that 2-year-old, 2-6-year-old kind of like ego-centered mentality in an adult.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous.
Right.
That's a good example of how dangerous that is when you have an adult with that aptitude, you know, or attitude.
Right.
So,
and according to the news, they even some of those guys even rolling around armed, you know,
right,
with weapons.
Right. Just had a case like that. You talking about that one guy was kicked out of, oh, I only jumped on the windshield, the back windshield with the babies in
right.
the back. In front of
exactly,
City Hall,
right,
and just right down, in the heart of Center City, like right there.
Right.
Like, yeah. So then I think he had a gun, fell out. He picked it up, and I only tried to put it in the girl's face or something. He did something crazy about all about those pipes. He pointed it at her. Okay. Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of stuff. Right. That's very immature, but it's not an excuse for
exactly.
the behavior. It's not
right.
That's no excuse for what he did, but that type of immaturity, you know, it's ridiculous to that level. And none of that had to happen if he was obeying the law. If he was a law-abiding citizen, that wouldn't happen. None of that would have happened. Now, I think his bike was legal, right? Okay, I guess it must have lost him. That's what we're talking about. See, I don't know, you guys might have heard about that over the news. It was real crazy. It was bizarre. Anyway, so these guys just seem to be, some people just seem to be rebelling against what? What is the rebel? You know, what is being a, is it in to be rebellious? So a rebel is a person who rises in opposition, yes, of armed resistance or armed resistance against an established government or ruler or revolution. Running the light is not a part of a rebellion. Robbing a sneaker store is not a rebellion. Okay? Or the whatever the store they robbed during this last riot. The iPhone store, that's not being rebellious. That's being a thief. So rebellion is an act of violence or open resistance to an established government or ruler. The action or process of resisting authority, control, or convention. So that's what a rebellion is. So you're not rebelling against anything, robbing somebody's sneaker store, or some girl's hair store that she put her life earnings in, went into debt to set up. Right? Webster said, a revolution is a sudden, radical, or complete change. A fundamental change in political organization, the overthrow or renunciation of one government or ruler and the substitution of another by the government. That's revolution, by the government or by the people. Right? I'm going to add that by the people part, saying by the government and revolution. I said government, a revolution can take place by the people. For the people, right? If you are at war with yourself, you can only defeat yourself. You cannot be at war with your enemy because you are at war with yourself, right? You struggling in your house, in your community, right? In other communities and things like that. Examples of that is what we got in Philadelphia, Chicago, even in the southern states like South Carolina, they have you know, this internal struggle. What's that place that guy Boosie is from, Louisiana somewhere? Which I thought that the people down there had more sense, but no. They down there just killing each other. One guy, I think he got shot coming from the cookie store down there, a rapper. Like, if we so at war with ourselves, we don't even look to see what's really, you know, to see what is really going on. You know, that's what's really going on. And so if I am the person, the reason why things are the way they are, I facilitate and perpetuate certain conditions that cause poverty and things like that. I am looking at how people in these situations, these impoverished communities, are responding or not responding to that. And I'm saying, I can live with that. They shooting each other. I could live with that. And I would be able to live with that if I was one of them, which I would not be one of them. But if I was, you cannot perpetuate positive change while setting fire to your own temples, towns, and fortresses. Your enemy becomes the ideology that you have internalized, and that is where the revolution will be initiated and fought. Before a revolution to take place among us, we must fight internally for our own, for change. You're going to have to change something. We've seen flashes of this. What was that? Rodney King, you seen Crips and the Bloods. I'm not saying it's good to burn the town down. I'm just saying you saw people who were just sworn against each other work together. So if it happened then, it could happen again in a more sustainable way. You get my point. Have the courage to save yourself from yourself. Rebel against the ways of men that bring internal spiritual destruction. Internal spiritual destruction facilitates external spiritual destruction. Have the courage to stand for something. A rebel without a cause is a child moving recklessly through the minefields of life. Without adequate guidance and knowledge, the man will not shed his boyish ways, but cultivate them to redefine his manhood. This creates a self-perpetuating psychological manipulation, indoctrination, and castration of manhood. He becomes something else, a man on the outside, but something else on the inside. A child who has a tantrum is a child in need of redirection, chastisement, and or nurturing. He can be formed, informed, and strengthened into manhood. A man who has a tantrum is a man who never, a man who has a tantrum is a man who never abandoned his childish ways. He is perceived as a threat regardless of his childlike appearance. A man should not deal with adversity and life with a child's aptitude, natural ability to do something. You cannot do that. Excuse me. With knowledge, knowledge should come wisdom. Knowledge without wisdom can be a threat to all, many, some, a few, oneself. With knowledge comes wisdom. All right, seek knowledge, but also seek wisdom. Characteristics of boys. Think of some of the characteristics that are associated with boys. I'm going to have to used to have this commercial with a little kid with his pants hanging down off his butt. A real little kid, like a toddler or something. You know, pants falling off. You know, I know they say the origin of that comes from prison. So either way you put it, it's a subordinate position. So your pants is just always feel like they're falling off you. You're about to lose your pants. Your underwear is out. And, you know, just why do you think they call it underwear? It's under the pant wear. So, you know, it requires redirection, support, and maintaining appropriate adornment or covering. pants below the butt is a sign of vulnerability, immaturity, psychosocial immaturity and vulnerability. As I say, like, you know, they say that comes from the prisons. I don't know if it comes from prisons, guys who are of the homosexual persuasion, advertising. I'm with that. They say it comes from butt breaking. I read something about butt breaking. Once a slave is raped in front of the slave community, that slave, right, who's butt broken, who had sex with him, anal sex with him in front of everybody, he got to wear his pants to droopy. I heard that too. So got to do your own research. Because I've seen a whole lot of stuff, and I can't confirm anything because I wasn't on the plantation. That's the only way I can actually confirm it, be an eyewitness to it. I'm not an eyewitness to anything, just witnessing to things that I have read or been exposed to. Shoes untied. An indication you're not able to tie their own shoes, also a sign of not being fully mentally developed. Because I have, you know, I see little kids, they have problem keeping their shoes tied. But adults, on the other hand, they don't have that problem. I'm talking, I'm not, anybody's shoelace can come loose. But you see in younger children, they tie it, they don't really get it. You know, it's always coming loose. So you have to always reinforce, hey, tie your shoe up, you know. Pull your pants up, tighten your belt up, right? Things like that. So Tate knows that none of the powerful men around the world wear their pants below their butt. Not one. Not the leader of the United States, Putin, Kim Jong, any, go anywhere, China, go anywhere. None of those very powerful people, none of the oligarchs are wearing their pants off of their butt. So if you're imitating power, you need to look at what the powerful people are doing, you know, and it's a reason why they covered. There's a reason why you aren't covered, because a long time ago, slaves had less clothes. They were whatever they could get, and their clothes didn't fit them right. They had that situation of not being covered appropriately. Now we take something from prison. And that's what they're saying. We're taking a behavior that comes from prison and adopting that into our psychosocial, cultural protocol. That's not using your mind, the thing that the Creator gave you. Being unkept, unclean, self-preservation impaired and or retarded or impaired mental health. Retarded, I'm not talking about retarded, like mental retarded. Mental health speaks to any type of mental health that you might have, including mental retardation. Retarded just means that it's stunted, right? All attributes of a child except impaired mental health. But not an expectation of a child. They say cleanliness is next to godliness. Excessive playing or obsessed with playing. Children play because they have less responsibility and more idle time, right? So they have time to play because they're not expected to pay bills. They're not expected to go to work, right? They're not expected to cook dinner and things like that, right? So they play, right? Or they learn, right? Idle time is the devil's playground. That's for you young adults who aren't doing anything and aren't trying to learn something. You can teach yourself. You don't have to go to school to learn. There's many ways you can learn things all nowadays, especially with the internet. You can learn how to do things. You can volunteer somewhere and help somebody do something. You don't have to wait until someone comes to you to help you. Use the internet. Ask questions to people you meet. Seek help, right? Go to places where you think you can get help. If they can't help you, do they know anybody who can help you based on your set of circumstances? That's what you're supposed to do with your mind. to your state representative, your city council person. Needing constant redirection, inability to make logical, rational, safe, informed decisions. Now, it just talked about people just doing acting. You know, the one guy down City Hall, he, I don't know, something about a bike hitting a car. They get in an argument. He going to bust the girl's windows out. Then he going to point a gun at her. What is the purpose of that? What purpose does that serve? Two females and two kids in the car. What purpose is that serving? So that's an inability to make logical, rational, safe, informed decision that puts the community in danger. Put those two children in danger. You're pointing the gun at the girl's face. That bullet could go anywhere. They really go, it shouldn't go in her face. But, you know, thank God that she didn't get shot that night, that day. He didn't actually pull the trigger. I heard she defended herself against him. Boundary issues, inability or unwilling to navigate personal space and property. You can relate that to that same incident that Q was calling in about. Caller just got finished talking about. If you riding your bike, you know, even if you some tough guy, you hit somebody's car. All right, no harm, no foul, nobody okay. You know, either you ride away or you stay, make sure everything is all right. One of the two. Don't escalate the situation with your childish attitude, right, aptitude. Don't do that. Time to grow up, brothers. It's time to grow. They say you never grow up. You always have the ability to learn. There's a saying, fools' names and fools' faces are always seen in the wrong places. So if you use that example, this thing with this guy, he was on videotape, somebody on the phone somewhere got him. I'm surprised that's the only videotape that they had. That was near City Hall, like that was right downtown. Like, I'm surprised he was even able to do that without somebody seeing it, like somebody just seeing that and coming over there. So that's interesting, but it's on videotape. That's how they caught him. That's one of the ways things they use to catch him. Anyway, they used to catch a lot of folks just acting out. So what is right for you is wrong for you. It's a recipe for failure, conflict, incarceration, injury, or death. As you can see, this guy's in jail. I don't know how. Somebody told me he had a $5 million bail. I don't even know if that's true or not. That sounds astronomical, $5 million bail for some cat that lives in Kensington. So, I mean, but they might have did something like that. You know, I don't know. Just say no bail, I say. You know, $5 million, that's a lot. I said that sounds crazy, but I understand it, but it's still crazy. Obey the law so that people can respect the law. The law, even the law should not abuse the law when you are setting these bails up. Because I think they're probably getting rid of the cash bail, but that's another story. But that guy right there caused that situation. All he had to do is ride or what? Inappropriate touching in public. Unawareness or disregard of the biological hygiene, psychosocial impact of touching so-called private area in public places. Now, I really need help deciphering this one because this is very childlike because, you know, at a certain age, children experiment in touching and stuff like that. But these are very, very young children that do that. But we see adults doing that. Q?
Yeah, I think you got to be rich to do that, or a celebrity or something.
You got to be rich to just touch yourself and private parts.
Touching
yourself. Oh yeah, I'm talking about touching yourself, like guys with the hands on it, holding the jewels and just down there. That's like
oh, right,
what,
right, right.
You know, shooting pool. I don't know what they're doing. Rolling craps. I don't know. I don't have a, I don't even have a rationalization for that. I try to wrap it around my head. I don't come up with nothing. You got something?
Just a bad habit, I think.
Well, I'm trying to see how you getting a habit of juggling yourself. I don't get it. I don't get it. Now,
I think it comes like profanity. You kind of like hang around people that do that. You kind of pick it up, and you know.
Okay. Well, that's possible because we pick up bad habits from people we hang around. But that right there is stop it. I'm just going to say that about that. Stop doing that.
I agree.
Inappropriate touching in public, unawareness or disregard of the biological hygiene, psychosocial impact of touching so-called private area in public, it is, that's too much, y'all. Y'all need to stop that. Attention-seeking behavior, seeking attention through high-risk behavior. And, okay, we still got time. So we have, that leads to accidents. Accidents are the number four preventable deaths, or amongst the number four, it rates number four preventable deaths in the United States. So this at-risk behavior, you guys, look, find another way to say, hey, look at me, look at what I can do, look at how brave I am. Whatever. Find another way to do it. Find a way to do it in a safe environment where you don't get hurt and other people don't get hurt. If you desire attention, create a platform where you and others like you can get the attention you so desperately need without endangering others. Fact is, not everyone wants to witness you placing your life or someone else's life at risk of injury and or death, right? So, I mean, we have such a lot of these people that do this are adults. You might want to petition city council to say, to designate an area where, hey, these guys, maybe these bikers can go ride their bikes, do their thing. Take your camera there, film yourself, and do that amongst just you. Just a thought. Now, they have places where those dirt bike guys go that do those, whatever that is, stunts in the air. They got, all those guys go somewhere, ride up those hills, spin around in the air about five times, about five stories up, land on two wheels, one wheel. You know, those guys got a place for that. So maybe you could get a place to do your dirt bike thing, find out what they require of you, right, satisfy that. And maybe you can work something out with the with your municipality that you have a place to do that. Film it, put it on the internet. People all over the world can see what you do. No, you put your name to it. This is so and so, Crazy Joe, the best one wheeler, whatever. Think about it. We have tantrums, which is goes back to this incident outside City Hall. This guy, it looked like he had a tantrum to me. It's an emotional outburst of anger, frustration, when upset, sometimes accompanied with a total disregard for others or the environment, which this guy had exhibited just that, right? He had a total disregard for who was in the vehicle, which happened to be two toddlers, young children or something, and two women. And over a bump and, you know, in the highway. I don't know if he was supposed to be, if his who was right, who was wrong, but it didn't have to go to that. All I had to go to is, I see your license and insurance, any damage done, anybody hurt, what happened to that kind of stuff? That's being an adult. Excuse me, you know, everybody okay? I'm sorry if I offended you, scared you and your family, and is anybody okay? That's what an adult is supposed to do with that situation. So but a child would have a tantrum. A man-child would have a tantrum, right? Because his ego-centered, self-centered attitude, inflated ego kind of like thing, right? So self-centered view of existence can be observed in at-risk behavior as a substitute for power. I get it. Find another way to be fine to make it, to prove yourself to be powerful. Because there are ways that that's not power. You may think that it's power until you get 20 years or 25 to life. Then you see how you don't have no power. If I rule the world or the country and observe that men perceive themselves as being powerful based on how culturally rebellious they are, how they are rebelling by having a total disregard for rules and regulations designed to facilitate safety in their community, that their guns are pointed at people who look like them, that they would not be considered as a threat to my domination and facilitation of the conditions that promote and perpetuate the traumatic conditions in their minds and community. That would be of no consequence to me because they are chasing their tails. You couldn't get a better defense line than have a chaotic community. A community where everybody's in there suffering from the chaos in the community. Community or people who prey on each other has little regard for each other is indicative of a community of people who are powerless to forge their way in the world market because they are not intellectually, spiritually, morally, and ethically mature to perceive the need to unify or simply unify to preserve themselves. So I left chaotic out of there. They're too chaotic to unify, right? Because you don't know who to trust. You got all kinds of behaviors going on in there. Hatred, blood, all feuds, and just nonsense going on, right? They are childlike in the world, social, political, economic arena because they're not making it, producing anything except for convicts, right? Bodies. And that's what they're majorly producing coming out of there of sorrow, grief, chaos. It is indicative of the energy of a person or group of people being directed or redirected towards goals and objectives that will not benefit them in a positive manner and will not get them a voice or a seat at the world table. It won't get them a seat at their own table because they may not have a table. Knowing that others have thrived in more overt conditions, Black Wall Street and Rosewood, for examples, I know that they have been defeated and are like lambs raised for slaughter. This childlike, irresponsible behavior does serve in the suppression and oppression of our people. We cannot grow if we do not grow together. Two strong trees do not make a forest, to quote the poet Noor. It makes you vulnerable by elimination of your leadership because you can, I'm going to say, kill, assassinate two people if they're leading, if their people that they're leading are chaotic and they're depending on just two. I just use two as a number, but I'm saying it could be more than two, but it's easier, you know, you only have a couple of people that's thinking in the right way, that's stable, that's rational, you know. You just kill that, just cut the heads of that snake off, that dragon off, and bam, the people are like food for the gods of the system. That's from OHG. Childlike ideology impairs the ability to identify with each other, right? Because you ego-centered, right? Brother and sister become powerless, meaningless words as we prey on one another in a time when we should be praying and protecting one another. primary stumbling block is ourselves or becomes ourselves. The first line of defense is ourselves, our minds. A sick mind will, in fact, infect those who are downtrodden, hopeless, come in contact with its ideology and indoctrination, right? It is true, as the poet Noor says, if you fail to do right, you can succeed at doing wrong. What a heavy price to pay. Putting yourself at risk for attention, entertainment, a rush, bragging rights, or some idea of pseudo power is indicative of your defeated attitude about yourself or being. Seeking hope and power where there is none, where your energy has been directed to dissipate, is infamy and or 15 minutes of fame, they call that. Yeah, that's 15 minutes of infamy, right? A mind is a terrible thing to waste because it facilitates the waste of time and you can never get time back. Evil genius. That's if someone is just, I'm thinking if somebody is really just sitting back planning all of this, I'm going to do this to cause this in this community to these people. And like if somebody is sitting back plotting this thing 20 years, 40 years in advance, that's the evil genius. And we have the conversation I was having with a friend of mine. We talked about, he mentioned the fox mining the chicken coop. I said, son, seems more like we have the wolf mining the chicken coop. I'm just surprised that there are any chickens left in the coop at all. So this must be a very smart wolf. It's evil genius. You know, it's very, I don't know. It's I'm trying to figure out, like, why things are going the way they're going. Last week we talked about Gaddafi, supposed to be a tyrant, had free health care, housing is a right in his country, education is free. Oh, your lady have a baby, he give her the money. Just had a baby, his money. You get a house. All these things in this country of this tyrant. And here, we got all these people lining up because they're homeless. But I see hundreds of properties going up for sale. I just want to say something's wrong with this picture. So the tyrant says you have a right to have a home, and the so-called, what do we call this, a republic, democracy, what? Here you need money to have a house, or you can get one through the government if there's one available. Basically, you need money to have a house. All right? I think electric was free. And Libya. Did I say Iraq? Libya. So, I don't know. I mean, that's what a tyrant does. Here we struggling. So, everything you see here, that was documented as by design in Libya. So, everything that you see here has to be by design also. You know, the systems that we have in place and the inadequacy that you see, because it's been there for a long time. And as my friend says, anytime you see something being repeated, it's not a coincidence. So I'm going to go with that because I see something that's been being repeated, and I'm going to have to say or think that this is not an accident. There's no accident that people are being bombarded with all of this, all of these things, entertainment, right? 'Cause, They say the slaves is allowed to have, you know, certain days where they can get together and sing and dance and, you know, drink and stuff like that, right? So whatever. They had certain things made them, I guess, to feel good, I guess. None can make me feel good about being a slave. All the singing and dancing in the world is not going to help me. The only thing that make me feel good about that is everybody got up off that plantation or took control of that plantation and was able to maintain it. But then we have back to this. I got a little off sidetrack, but impatience with driving, running red lights, stop signs. I talked about that. All signs of being out of control. You know, these are signs of people, of adults who have not matured. Doing what you want, when you want, where you want, regardless of the risks or consequences, are signs of being impulsive and out of control. Doing to others what they don't want done to them are signs of being devilishly selfless and out of control, right? You see that a lot, right? Our transgressions are at epic proportion, and there is literally gnashing of teeth, wailing, death, and destruction everywhere. To quote the poet Noor, I know we all have to go sometime, but not like this. From BibleGateway.com, they talked about the last days, hard times would come. I forgot to say what scriptures this came from. I forgot. Excuse me. Anyway, they talked about people will love themselves. They will love money. They will talk about themselves and be proud. They will say wrong things about people. They will not obey their parents. They will not be thankful. They will not keep anything holy. They will have no love. They will not agree with anybody. They will tell lies about people. They will have no self-control. They will beat people. They will not love anything that is good. They cannot be trusted. They will act quickly without thinking. They are proud of themselves. They love to have fun more than they love God. I just thought that was, it's more to it than that. They say bad men and those who fool other people will grow worse and worse. They will fool other people and other people will fool them. So I just thought that was an interesting verse. I forgot where I got it from, y'all. You can go to the King James online version and just text in it, any of those words. If you come up, it probably pull you on to it. So if you're of the faith, use it as a shield from anti-life ideology and behaviors. Use the mind the Creator gave you to guide you through life's storms, to resist foolishness and calamity. Know that everything that gives you pleasure is not good for you and may result in an unpleasurable experience. Patience is a virtue, and respect is due to a dog. Characteristics of a man, adult male being. I've heard that man means mind. That means any male being can physically mature to a man, but there is more to being a man than physical maturation. There is the maturation of the mind. Some call it the soul of man. The child learns what is right and wrong, learns to make an educated decision based on information, weighs the consequences and the rewards, assesses the potential damages and loss, and comes to a logical conclusion. We have a caller. Welcome to 7778.
Hey, how you doing?
Sure.
I agree with you. These are the last days, and we're seeing the activities as described in the scripture of the last days. But don't be fearful. That's what God says to those that believe in it. These things must come to pass before the return of the Lord for his righteous one and the restoration of the entire earth, where the wicked's going to be removed and the righteous are going to remain and live in it forever with the Lord as the rightful ruler over the earth. That one government thing belongs to God, not to man. So all these pretenders trying to make a one world government without God, what did you call it? They're liars, deceived, and deceivers. You know, the scripture says also about whatever God has said. Whatever God has said will be forever. You cannot add anything to it or take anything away from it. See, God being God, whatever he says, that's what it is going to be. Don't let these things frighten you. You have some scripture. I pray that you get more and more of a revelation. As you said, the wisdom and understanding of what you have heard. Because there's a power that God has for living that cannot come to a natural man. And that's where the scripture says you must be born again, or you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven where God rules and reigns. You must be born again, or you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven has been here since the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ himself as a witness, a testimony to us that what God is saying is real. What he said about the past has come to pass. What he said about the future shall come to pass. You can either be before him. He knows how to fix crooked things. He knows how to fix things. Well, let's put it another way. Whatever mankind is needful of, God has it. He has provided from the beginning. We're not going to get anything with ourselves, from ourselves, because the things that we need are greater than ourselves. Moral virtue, everything good, excellence, those are God characteristics. You have to be joined to God to have them and to produce them in your life and living. There's two systems, God's system, and we have an adversary, that old devil, Satan. And either under God's leadership and rulership, who will take you always into life and living, or you're following the devil. And he's going to lead to destruction. What did you say in your narrative? Void. Nothingness. Futility. But God wants us to have life. And he wants us to have it abundantly. He wants us to have wealth. Isn't that interesting? Being good. And you know what? You know, this show is written in the scripture, because the people refuse to receive God as God in their lives and to believe in him, in this world, you're going to have many rulers. And these types of programs, as well as natural men and women leaders, they're just going to increase more and more. Everybody's driven in a different directions because of these leaders. Again, a sign of the times that we're living in. But don't be afraid. God is on the throne, and he's very, very powerful, and he's able to preserve those that are his own. And whatever he said, that's what it's going to be.
Okay. Appreciate that. You done, Chuck?
I'm done.
All right. Thank you. All right. So what we need to do is figure out what the role of a man is. What does how does a man function? If it's to initiate and perpetuate his own self-destruction, we are well on our way, right? And I'm in agreement with that. In order to understand the role, I'm going to turn your headphone off, Chuck. I'm hearing some feedback. In order to understand these roles, we must come to a conclusion about what a man is intellectually, mentally, and spiritually. The scriptures say, man is the keeper of the earth, Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over the all the earth, over all over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So man is one half of the dual the Creator gave dominion over the earth. It is difficult to imagine that the keepers of the earth are meant to bring about so much destruction. It is a contradiction. Dominion means to have control over. In order to have control over anything, you must first have control over yourself. Anything operating out of control presents a threat to something or somebody. Control means to exercise restraint, direction over, dominate, command. It means self-regulation, domination, or command. Being under the regulation, domination, or command of another. That means obeying the rules. Rules don't hurt you. Rules that you can tell when a rule is in place to save your life, to preserve life. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about obeying rules that tell you to do something that's harmful. You're talking about stop signs, murdering people and things like that, right? It is safe to say that being out of control presents a threat to the individual and people they come in contact with or people who come in contact with the manifestation of your being out of control. If you are out of control, your being is out of control. You model out of control behavior. You support out of control behavior. Fact is, there are rules, regulations, and reactions to living, surviving, and enhancing one's quality of life. Gather information about what you are, who you are, where you are, how you got here, and so that you can make a decision about how you are being and where you want to be. You must exercise dominion over yourself before you exercise dominion over something else. For example, if you are out of control, your car will be out of control. Your gun will be out of control. Your emotions will be out of control. Your mind will be out of control. Children must show themselves to be capable of exercising control of themselves before they are given the responsibility of something else, like getting a key to the house. Little kids, you ain't getting no key. Your older brother had to have a key. Your older brother going to pick you up, let you in the house. That's the way that's going to go down, if you got one, right? So should adults. The more knowledge, wisdom, and self-domination children have, the more responsible they become. Adulthood does not guarantee responsible behavior. Your history of being responsible supports that you are a responsible person. How you are being supports that you are being a responsible person. Know that for every action, there is a reaction. Whether it is equal or not, sometimes remains to be seen, for it could produce a greater reaction in the social arena. Social norms, rules, regulations, and guidelines for behavior and safety, like respect of person, property, and community, the higher the degree of respect facilitates a higher standard of behavior, which increases with degree of safety. That simply means respect the natural and social order of things. To live life to its fullest is to preserve life to its fullest. That is impossible to do if you subscribe to an anti-life ideology, anti-life culture, norms, rules, and regulations. A man with the psychological attitudes of a child needs constant redirection, supervision, simply because he has not given up his childish ways and has incorporated them into his state of being. He resists and rejects redirection and supervision because he believes himself to be above the redirection and supervision that he is exhibiting that he needs. He is unresponsive to the so-called average intervention and requires a more formal or threatening intervention to initiate change or conform to what is right. You must discern what is right from wrong, what is good from bad. On some levels, that may not be an easy task, for lack of knowledge, attachment, the result of adhering to or being subjected to any life ideologies or behavior has been great suffering and death, physical and spiritual, of individuals, families, communities, and peoples. Our communities and are our extensions of our homes, and they should not be a place of great mourning and suffering, fear, apprehension, sadness, grief, pain, and trauma. Adhere to or create a moral ethical bar and compass. We may never be perfect beings, but we can be purposeful beings. Don't be afraid to become what you should be. A mind is not the only terrible thing to waste. Each one reach one, each one teach one. Until next week, y'all, I want to thank Blog Talk Radio, We Talk Productions, Mr. Kenneth Jones, the creator, and all my callers and listeners. Until next week, good night.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.